In the second chapter of the book of the Revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, we read of the initial commendation which he directed to the assembly at Ephesus, and in which he said, Thus then, if the definition of sin in Romans 14 is correct, there should have been no Babylonian captivity, for Judah's faith in the sacrifices should have served to nullify all this. Alternatively, if we think of John's definition, which claims that sin means the transgression of the law, we see that Israel's history supports this definition, in that, despite their faith in sacrifice. Thus then, if the definition of sin in Romans 14 is correct, there should have been no Babylonian captivity, for Judah's faith in the sacrifices should have served to nullify all this. Alternatively, if we think of John's definition, which claims that sin means the transgression of the law, we see that Israel's history supports this definition, in that, despite their faith in sacrifice,